This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The RealReal. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Well, hey there. I just decided to record today. I was going to pop up an old episode. And then I was just called to bring my tea and my heating pad out back and press record. So I did. And here I am. I'm going to do it. As I was press and record, I said, well, I can just tell them about the maraschino cherries. So I'll tell you about the maraschino cherries. I went to the store this weekend, and I was spending one of my birthday gifts. My dancers got together and gave me $100 gift card to Hannaford, which really, really helped us so much this week. They'll never understand. So I was there spending the $100 very carefully. In fact, I only spent $102 while I was there. Diapers, food, got so much stuff. So I'm paying attention to what I'm doing as I'm putting things in the cart, how much things are. Because I don't want the total to really go over $100. And while I'm figuring something out, I end up doing the little grocery aisle shuffle with someone and smile at them. And then the woman turned back towards me and said, can I ask you a question? Can I ask for your help? And of course I am ready. I'm like, yeah. And she said, I'm looking for maraschino cherries. And we were in the baking aisle. And it makes sense to look for the maraschino cherries in the baking aisle. I, too, have looked for maraschino cherries. I don't remember when. But I remember ice cream. So I said, well, I think that you should look in the ice cream area next. And she said, she's already asked two employees, and one of them did tell her that, but she just didn't see them. And I immediately said, well, I'm not in a rush. Let's go together. So I dropped what I was doing, all the calculations I was making, and I pushed my cart with my new friend, stranger, and we went to the ice cream aisle, walked all the way down. I saw a little the hanging area with the sprinkles and the hot fudge, and top left, maraschino cherries. I was so excited to see them. So was she. She was really tickled. And I asked her what she was making. And she said, there's this really old, old recipe for sweet and sour meatballs. And people just love them. I said, they sound great. And I gave her a hug, wished her happy holidays. And that's the story of the maraschino cherries. It felt so good. Felt so good. And on my way back to where I was, you know, back to the baking section, on my way back, I was already in the frozen area. So as I was walking, I decided to grab a couple bags of French fries that Finn likes. And they're nothing special. They're just straight cut French fries. And I'm passing the French fry area, and I wanted to buy two bags of them. And there are only two bags right there waiting for me. And I just had this great huge smile on my face. I think this might be a good example of letting life lead. Surrendering to the divine. It was about the maraschino cherries, not about my list at that moment. And I was listening, so I knew that. And I, you know, followed the white rabbit. And it felt really good, and I bet it felt really good for her. And here I am talking about it on a podcast a couple days later. Those are the best moments. And you can't fabricate them. You can't manufacture them. You just gotta listen. Be there. Caroline Mace is good at that. She's really good. I'm just learning to pray myself. Use these words like God and pray. Find my definitions and realize that I agree with things I grew up thinking I didn't agree with. So I'm not as advanced of a prayer as Caroline Mace is, but she's good. She's good about just helping people, and I know she does this in her life. She'll just say, God, Lord, and for you, whatever, it could be life, divine spirit, you know, mother, God, nature, the universe, I need you, right? It could be ancestors, angels, spirit guides. I need you. I need help. I need guidance. Download something into me. I release everything to you, and I am listening. Surrender. And it's not like any of us knows what's going to happen anyway. We're all living in surrender. We just, like, don't acknowledge it. We can't acknowledge the fact that we're just at the mercy of nature, right? Life. Why not surrender to the divine? Why not let life reorganize itself? Take your hands out as the doer and see what happens. Caroline Mace talks about, you know, the fear anchors you to the world that you know. So don't retreat into the doubt and the darkness. You know, we're all walking into the unknown. It's all unknown, right? So why not liberate yourself? I think she calls it cosmic liberation. You may as well feel it. You may as well feel the surrender to the divine. Surrender to the way through everything. I have, I guess, another example of this popping into my head. Christmas is coming. For the first time, I bought an artificial pre-lit tree. Loving it. It's different, but it's certainly the way, and I surrender to the way, and here it is. And I'm listening, and I'm so glad, and I like the differences. And here's a big one. And I really think there's something to all this practice, because when the big ones come around, they're still tough. And this is what I mean. So I've got a fake tree. It's up before Thanksgiving. Those are already two big, huge things that I don't do. But guess what? I'm doing them, so I do them. Right? Everything is changing. I'm finding the truth. Something else we haven't done for a long time are ornaments, because they're family ornaments, breakable ornaments, and the communication lines with Finn are just getting lit up enough where we can communicate those complex ideas about, you know, touching, not touching, breakable, not breakable, form, function, things like that. So even still this year, not wanting to put myself through the stress of breakable ornaments on the tree. But I noticed on Thanksgiving Day, I guess this is the second year I think we've done it. We might be starting a new tradition to decorate for Christmas on Thanksgiving. My daughter was really, really enjoying this. And so I was letting her lead the decorating. Take things out of the totes one by one and figure out where she would like to place them and just be available for opinions. And, you know, if things were left in my hands, I would go and place them where I thought they looked nice. And I noticed after I had gone out for a little bit, come back, Olive taught Finn to trim the tree with objects she found in the decorations. I did get the big box of ornaments. Well, Will got the big box of ornaments, and I opened them, and I found a bunch of snowflakes that are just, they're glittery, and they're not real breakable or fragile. So I snuck those out, and there's, you know, a dozen, 16 or so of those to be spread around the tree. So I gave her those. And they kept going. And there are all these lovely items that aren't breakable because they came out of, like, the Christmas sweater box. So it's like little antlers with jingle bells on them. And glasses with Christmas trees. And little, not the stockings that we hang to get filled, but little decorative stockings that usually will hang all in a row somewhere. Those are on the tree. And then homemade paper crafts from Olive and from Finn that we've kept, and those are on the tree. So all these kind of soft, non-breakable, right, not real fragile items were all together, and they were all perfect for going on the tree, and Olive taught Finn how to put ornaments on the tree, how to put decorations on the tree. I love it. I love it so much. And the old me would want to definitely control the ornaments on the tree to make things somewhat even, you know, blah, blah, blah. Not this year. This year I love what my kids did together. I've let go. This is the way. This is the way through. If I stop trying to manipulate everything, life will show me how it will reorganize itself for everyone's greatest good. And I am here listening. Our boiler is still broken, and we are about to get maybe half a foot of snow and then a cold snap this weekend into the teens, 20s during the day, Fahrenheit. Also, it's a good day to talk about that surrender and to maybe I should be reading some Caroline Mace today for her to be with me and to not, you know, a part of me wasn't going to come out back here and record. And then as I'm talking about Caroline Mace and like, you know, don't surrender to the doubt and the darkness, maybe I could feel that little call to the, not so much to the doubt, but maybe just to the darkness a little bit. It's been, I don't know, over 6 weeks without heat and hot water in this house. It's getting cold. And yeah, I have a great attitude. And yeah, miracles are abound. And yeah, I'm glad this is happening how it's happening. And yeah, I appreciate. And yeah, yeah. Also, I am a little bit like tired and beaten down with the situation. That's all. That makes sense, right? I want to go back to sleeping in my bed. I want to go back to taking showers in my home. I want to go back to being able to do the dishes without, you know, like I'm not loving the idea of thinking about those teen temperatures. I really thought, well, we'll be good to go because it's not going to get that cold. And they said we should have heat by Christmas. And, you know, here we are. As I record, it is the first day of December. So we may have weeks to go yet. And the temps are getting cold. So I still surrender. I still feel cosmically liberated. It does take the pressure off. Well, I will be here and I will listen and I will be guided. Right? So I get these the moments, the maraschino cherries, and led me to those bags of French fries and just a nice big, yeah, like this is what it's supposed to be. If we all just listened, if we were all just paying attention and we all just listened, just imagine what the community would be like. It would be so sweet. If someone is walking by someone who needs help, they help them. If someone feels free and friendly enough to say, hey, can I ask you something? And whoever it is friendly and listening and connects. Well, we can do it. I'm doing it. You want to do it? Let's do it. I just yesterday made a plan with my friend to meet up and hand out free sparkly things to people, like we did at Dunkin' Donuts a few weeks back. So we are excited to get together and do that again. And also, I believe her Etsy store is up. I don't know if I've pictured this beautiful gift she gave me or not as cover art. So I think that'll be the cover art today. She does wonderful things with all kinds of things. She paints and she does beadwork and like just so many wonderful things. And so it's V and J. I think it's Creative Works. I don't think it's Creations. I don't know, but I'm going to find out and I'll put it in the show notes. And hopefully today's cover art will be the beaded glass ball that was given to me by her. So beautiful in so many ways. Let's talk about it. So think of a Christmas glass ball like an ornament, right? Just the ball. And she makes a flapper outfit for it, right? She covers the top of it with beadwork, and then strands of beads dangle down all around the sides, like kind of like a chandelier. Just so beautiful. And the cool thing is it's definitely not, doesn't have to be Christmassy at all. This is just an amazing beaded decoration. And if you happen to break the glass ball, that's fine, because the beads are all together, and it slips over the glass ball, so you can replace the glass ball. Very cool. So I'll put the information to her shop, for her Etsy shop, in the show notes, and I'll hop off and find a picture of that beautiful creation right now. The ball, not my friend, because she's also a beautiful creation. Just like you. Just like me. I'm going to put my hand on my heart and I'm going to press. And breathe. Now my hand is going to my stomach, my lower dantian. I was a little bit afraid to get up this morning, so I just went right into Tai Chi before I walked out of the bedroom. I just stood up and I started doing Tai Chi, and it did help me. Whether it helped me move with less pain or whether it helped me realize that I would be okay moving today, I don't care. Either way, it felt good and less scary once I was up and doing some Tai Chi. So now my hand's on my belly. I'm going to have it do circles around my belly button, and I'm going to breathe into it. And really fill my belly with air. And let it relax and get big and round. Big round bellies. Think about those babies. We want to see those big round bellies. If we saw a baby with a six pack or like an inverted, you know, belly sucking it in, we'd be like, feed that baby. So you want a nice, big, relaxed, round belly too. Just like that happy, healthy baby. Okay. So let it out. Let it round. All right. And let me know how it goes. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I love you.